Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. Biofuel has become an interesting alternative to non-renewable energy sources. Biofuel can be derived from agricultural and forestry residues, energy crops, landfill gas, and the biodegradable components of municipal and industrial wastes. Such fuels can be used for transportation, to provide heat, or to generate electricity. Biomass residues have been burned to create power since at least the middle of the 19th century, but inefficiencies tended to be extremely high until research and development became focused on making biofuels economically viable. Corn and switchgrass have received most of the attention as biofuel sources, but there is no reason why marine plants cannot provide the same cellulose for fuel conversion. This emerging technology is being tested in various venues. But these energy systems are not without cost. First, there are the prospective ecological impacts. Constructing and operating facilities will undoubtedly have environmental cost, as will diverting, moving, and variously treating large volumes of seawater. Facilities will be generating their own pollution and wastes. Wind turbines and underwater turbines generate noise, which is a newfound concern of marine conservationists. Removal of non-renewable resources such as methane hydrates and renewable ones like algae may alter both the geology or oceanography and the ecology of some marine areas. And finally, underlying all these ecological unknowns is the primary unassailable fact that construction, surveillance, monitoring, and protection of offshore facilities are infinitely more difficult than on land. That said, it can be argued that the basic technology required to convert energy potential of the oceans is known by engineers and scientists who, equipped with ever more sophisticated tools, are designing ever more efficient applications. But supplying that energy to users remains a daunting challenge. Most large-scale facilities must be put as far offshore as possible to minimize conflicts with other ocean users. Energy is lost as it is brought from offshore onshore. Entrepreneurs face huge hurdles as well, which has resulted in constrained ocean energy development. In most developed countries, the regulatory burden is immense, and the complexity of jurisdictions is reflected in a corollary complexity in obtaining the necessary permits for even demonstration projects. Governments drafting legislation for research and development funds, rate subsidies, and other incentives being offered to landside technologies frequently overlook ocean energy. The situation is also often confused by an inadequately informed public that has sometimes resisted, and in some cases even blocked, the development of new sustainable energy technologies at sea. A proposed wind farm in Vineyard Sound off Cape Cod in the United States has been aggressively disputed by the residents of adjacent islands protecting their view, despite the fact that the project would have provided energy sufficient to the larger community demand and relieved the continued reliance on conventional sources that is likely to have far greater impact on the ocean environment they enjoy. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.